You can easily find two contradictional characteristics of Japanese cultures or Japanese characters. One is elegance, one is brutality. But the two characteristics are very tightly combined sometimes. And our brutality, I think, comes from our emotion. It is never mechanized or systematized like Nazi's brutality. And I think the brutality might come from our sensitive about refinement or elegance or sense of beauty of such aesthetic side, and sometimes we are tired of it, and we need sometimes a sudden explosion to make us free from it. And for instance, after the war, our brutal side was completely hidden, but I believe it is just hidden, I think. I don't like the Japanese culture is represented only by the flower arrangement, but the flower peace, loving culture. I think we still have a very strong warrior in mind, you know. I particularly like Kendo from the sense of beauty, but gradually, if you commit harakiri, the samurai was requested to make up his face by powder or lipsticks in order to keep his face beautiful after his such suffering death. You know, long tradition of samurai, they lived for the honor and spirit, you know, and they despised and looked down any money. I found out it is quite impossible to transfer the old stylized beauty of the play, and I cut it off. I just picked up only the feel. For instance, in My Lady Aoi, the original play takes place in some court life in the 12th century. Developed that itself in a remarkable way. It has a lot of baroque characteristics, mixing up of tragic side and the humorous side. At the beginning, kabuki was acted by a woman. It was called a famous woman dancer called Izumo Okuni. But the Tokugawa government was very enthusiastic, you know, and they prohibited the women on the theater because the actress was suspected as a sort of prostitute. And then kabuki used the boy as a woman's purse. But boys are also used as for the male prostitution. And the
Such a stimulation, I wanted to revive some old traditional sense of honor or sense of very strong responsibility and such a sense of death in honor. That's my purpose.
Such a way of extreme health and such a blood. I think it is very different from the Western concept of suicide. Western concept of suicide is always defeat itself, mostly. But harakiri sometimes makes you win.